The three people killed in a Boxing Day fire in Tottenham have been identified in two online fundraising pages set up by family members as Christopher and Adrian Nesich, as well as their 9-year-old son, Matteo. On December 26, we got the heartbreaking news that Chris, his wife Adrian, their 9-year-old son Matteo, and two cats were pronounced deceased in their home, explained Michael Nesich, who identifies himself on the GoFundMe page as Chris Nesich's brother. According to Michael Nesich, the home sustained significant damage in the blaze. Firefighters were able to rescue the family dog. Older son, Jaden, along with Michael's mother, Rose, were reportedly not home at the time of the fire, which destroyed all of the family's possessions. Both Chris and Adrian's entire family are heartbroken and devastated, he wrote, adding any money donated through the page will go directly toward funeral expenses and to assist with housing arrangements for Jaden and Rose. Any remaining funds will be donated to the Canadian Mental Health Association. As of 3 p.m. Friday, December 30, the effort had raised almost $12,000. The fire was discovered after officers with Nottawasaga OPP were called to conduct a wellness check at a home on Pine Hills Court in New Tecumseh shortly after 5:40 p.m., at which point they requested the assistance of New Tecumseh Fire Rescue and Emergency Services. Two people were located deceased inside the residence. One other was transported to hospital, where that person was pronounced dead. While the cause of death has yet to be confirmed, investigators insisted they did not believe there to be any threat to public safety. However, police officials did offer a reminder to the public to be aware of their personal safety at all times. The OPP Central Region Crime Unit and OPP Forensic Identification Services continue the investigation under the direction of the OPP Criminal Investigation Branch, in collaboration with the Office of the Fire Marshal and the Office of the Chief Coroner for Ontario. Residents of the area were told to expect a large police presence while the investigation continued. A second GoFundMe page, organized by Sean Hardy, has already raised more than $31,000 for Jaden, who Hardy noted lost his family when they died due to a very unexpected tragedy. Jaden, added Hardy, is the sole survivor after losing his mother, Adrian, and little brother, Matteo. I have created this page as someone on Adrian's side of the family, but Jaden is the sole beneficiary on the account and all funds are going directly to him, Hardy said on the page. With the home severely damaged, there is very little that is retrievable. All funds donated will be provided directly to Jaden, which will aid him with his overall extensive loss. OPP Const. Cindy Jacome told Barry Today Friday afternoon police have no additional information to release at this time, and was unable to confirm when more information would be made available. Anyone with information that may assist the investigation is asked to call Nottawasaga OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477.